Mo Farah winning his second gold medal at the London Olympics, spreading a wave of euphoria across Great Britain. In a column in the UK's Daily Mail, Yasmin Alipai Brown, a respected commenter on issues of diversity, exalted his joyful embrace of Britishness. Issues of identity and culture had suddenly been catapulted to the forefront of sporting activity. Farah, born in Somalia in the early 1980s, is a devout Muslim who, in pursuit of his dreams of Olympic glory, had to excuse himself from observing Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, at a time when Muslims worldwide observe a month of fasting from sunrise to sunset. In a Western world that is still coming to terms with diversity, the success of sporting figures like Farah is raising the question, how compatible are religious beliefs with modern-day sport? Fouad Sanadi, the director of the Mosque of Sanan in Bordeaux.
In Islamic tradition, there are recommendations for people to engage in sporting activities. Sometimes, during Ramadan, people ask if the mosque can provide a certificate to abstain in order to compete in sports. However, Muslims are used to Ramadan. They practice it from childhood, so there are no problems to be a professional sports person and to observe Ramadan. It does not diminish one's performance. Look at Nicolas Anelka and Franck Ribéry. In fact, the great Imam of Bordeaux, Tarek Oubrou, fasts and runs every day and nobody can compete with him.
By example, je donne pas très loin, notre recteur, Monsieur Tarek Oubrou, et lui, au niveau du Ramadan, il a pris une option, il le fait tous les jours. Tous les jours.
Monsieur Xavier Moll, chaplain of the Church of the Saint-Michel in Bordeaux, is slightly more philosophical.
Nous n'avons pas d'opinion très originale sur le sport.
The Catholic Church doesn't have an official position on sports, except that sportsmen and women should not perform sports during Sunday Mass. Sports values are universal and transcend religious differences. They teach people how to respect one another on the field of play. For example, in basketball, when a player commits a foul, he has to raise his hand and recognize his mistake. In other collective sports like football, children learn how to play with each other. In sports, we learn to lose and to congratulate the winner.
Apprendre à perdre, à féliciter le vainqueur.
Both sport and religion require devotion, hard work and observance of rule to reach a specific goal, be it physical or spiritual. However, the two need not be mutually exclusive. It just takes someone to prove it.